Thank you so much. All the things you are. What a great song. Oh, gee. My name's Paul. I'm one of the directors. Welcome to Vespers this evening, and I'd like to introduce the incoming villagers today. And I've got my Steve Harrison hat on, so I am not only willing, but I'm able to do it. Just stand when I read your name, and if I pronounce it incorrectly, give a holler, and I'll correct myself, I hope. And then we'll applaud you all when we get done. From Olympia, Washington, Tim Dickey. From, and Sam Claps, Denise Clifford, and Dana Langseth. I don't know where you're from. From Bellevue? Great. Eric's folks, Cliff and Dorothy Holland, are here. And from Des Moines, Iowa, Vivian Wells and Jeff Johnson. From Sheridan, Montana, Dorothy Jackson. From Olympia, Washington, Dan Bode. And from Yelm, Washington, Carla Bryant. And from Bellevue, Judy Corshon and Caitlin. From Port Townsend, Katie Cox. Evie's mother's here. So from Auburn, Washington, Mike Wilson. And from Olympia, Christy Masterson and John Masterson. And from Seattle, one of our board members, Ann Cohan, with her friend and daughter, Sonia Cohan. From Ellensburg, Washington, Joan Neslin and Danny Bentley. And from Issaquah, Josh Post. And Patrick Rodriguez from Olympia. Vicki Tobin, Zach Tobin, and Danielle Tobin from Olympia. And then more of our SciTech committees come in today. Jill Whitman from Puyallup. Hillary Gastworth, Bobby Marcy, and David Marcy. Right with her. Ed Ombrust from Olympia, joining the rest of his family. And Mike Brogan from Anacortes. And Ben Sakamoto from Bellevue. Where's Ben? More folks joining our staff. Michael Gray from Olympia. Arian Hill from Olympia.
Hall.
Goodness, Hall, thank you. One shouldn't mispronounce that. Emily Schramm and Mark Schramm. Bill Schultz, B.K. Grant, and from Minneapolis, Kirk Salveson, and from Chelan, Mike Schramm, Wendy Schramm, Corey Schramm, and Aaron Schramm. And then our pastor and partner, Eric Holland and Daniel Holmgren, are here. And welcome to everyone. Did I miss anybody? Was anyone missed? Harry Archer has returned. Where is Harry? He was. I heard him on the radio all evening in the kitchen, so he may still be working. Then I would like to ask everyone who's leaving tomorrow to stand so we can send you out with a prayer and a blessing. There's some great folks going out tomorrow. Let's pray. Dear and gracious God, thank you for bringing these wonderful people to be with us, to celebrate with us, and to be joyful, merry, and also mourn with us. Send them out now in your love and in your peace. Make them lights into a dark world and bring them back to Holden again. Safely and always in your care. In your name we pray, O Jesus. Amen. Oh, I need two scoopers for, I'm sorry. I need two scoopers to scoop ice cream tonight. You just have to be 12 years old or over and you get all the ice cream you want later on. One, two. Somewhere I've got two. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Larry Huff, and I'm the village pastor for one more week. You will need this evening a hymn sheet plus a renewing worship book. And if you don't have those, they are in the rear. Our opening song is from Renewing Worship number 163, I'm Going on a Journey, and we sang it just a few nights ago, so hope you know it. And I'm going to ask you to rise if you would please. Please be seated. I first heard of the jazz ministry of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Manhattan while I was still in college. Pastor John Genzel, the founder of that jazz ministry, came to Wittenberg to talk about his work among the jazz musicians and clubs of Manhattan and Harlem. Later on, I had a chance to travel to New York City and to see that marvel that is St. Peter's beneath City Core, and to experience those jazz vespers firsthand. Two things impressed me. Number one was Eddie Bonnemere, the jazz musician who played for many of those services, who could take a standard hymn tune and swing it into jazz at the drop of a hat. But the second thing that impressed me were the jazz trios and quartets that came from clubs all over the city to play for Vespers. And they didn't necessarily play what you might call church music or something that had a churchy theme to it. And as it was great. They'd play jazz standards at Vespers and just offer it up to God as it was. And it became a fragrant offering to God and a joy to experience in worship. This evening's service is built around the songs of Eddie Bonnemere, marvelous musician that he was, and regular performer at St. Peter's Jazz Vespers. Next, we're going to sing Sometimes I Feel, and we're going to hear it first, and then we'll sing it twice through.
Sometimes I
Frequently, Eddie Bonnemere would write both texts as well as tunes, but sometimes he would use the lyrics of others. One of the regular collaborators was Ken Larkin, the camp director at a major Lutheran camp in Ohio. Ken would bring Eddie Bonnemere to Camp Moana, and they made marvelous music together. The interesting thing was that Ken was not only a pastor and a camp director, but he was also an accomplished magician. I think there's something about jazz and its aura that is likewise magical. A song by Ken Larkin and Eddie Bonnemere, No More Nails. You've got the chorus in front of you. Amalia will sing the chorus once through, and then we'll join the second time through. And every time the chorus comes up, we'll sing it twice through.
No more nails, Lord. No more nails, Lord. No more nails, Lord. You've died enough for me. No more nails, Lord. No more nails, Lord. No more nails, Lord, you've died enough for me. Build us an ark, there are people who need to be saved. God has a plan for Noah and his clan, build us an ark today. Build us a manger, there are people who need to be saved. God sent a son to make us all one, build us a manger today. No more nails, Lord. No more nails, Lord. No more nails. Died enough for me. No more nails, Lord. No more nails, Lord. No more nails, Lord. You've died enough for me. Build us a cross, there are people who need to be saved. God died on a tree to make us all free. Build us a cross today. Now you don't need to build an ark, you don't need to build a manger, don't need to build a cross no more. It's already been done, it's already been done. God's done it all for you. No more nails, Lord. No more nails, Lord. No more nails, Lord. You've done enough for me. No more nails, Lord. No more nails, Lord. No more nails, Lord. You've died enough for me.
I'd like to share a couple of readings this evening that contain something of the magic and the mystery of jazz. They're from the writings of Madeline L'Engle. For me, even though I am a trained musician, jazz is almost incomprehensible. I can read the notes on a page of music, but I can't take them off the page and spin them out in the air like a skilled improviser. For me, jazz musicians in their gift share with us not what's there in black and white, but what exists in the spirit. Madeleine L'Engle writes about that which is beyond the black and white, beyond reason. She writes, "In the hospital in San Diego, I didn't get much comfort from facts. First of all, it's easy to believe in facts. We certainly don't need faith, not for facts. Faith is for the part of the story that superficially isn't believable. Virgin births, miracles, resurrections, unrealistic, childish. Or is it maybe not so much childish as child-hearted? Children are better believers than grown-ups and better theologians than many academicians. One child whose sister told her that there is no Santa Claus answered calmly, 'That's your problem.' In a world where we're brainwashed by the media into thinking that life should be easy and painless and reasonable, it is not easy or painless or reasonable to be a Christian. That is, to be one who actually dares to believe that the power that created all the galaxies, all the stars and their courses, limited that power to the powerlessness of an ordinary human baby. That's not reasonable. It's equally unreasonable to believe that this ordinary baby grew into an adult who was totally human and simultaneously totally divine. What was, as the Athanasian Creed affirms, totally incomprehensible." We sing "Baby in a Box."
Take two. Come on, sisters and brothers. Why am I so happy? Why am I not sad? Let me tell you now, and we'll all be glad. Baby in a box, baby in a box. God gave to us a baby in a box. He should have a cradle, or at least a bed, but there is only straw in a manger for his head. Come on. Why am I so happy? Why am I not sad? Let me tell you now, and we'll all be glad. Baby in a box, a baby in a box. God gave to us a baby in a box. He should be a king, he should wear a crown, but the babe was born on the other side of town. Come on, why am I so happy? Why am I not sad? Let me tell you now, and we'll all be glad. Oh, baby in a box, baby in a box, God gave to us a baby in a box. He should be a man, he should be very tall, but when you look upon him, he is so very small. Yes, why am I so happy? Why am I not sad? Let me tell you now, and we'll all be glad. Oh, baby in a box. Come on, baby in a box. God gave to us a baby in a box.
It seems to me that jazz is a marvelous combination of the ordered and the revolutionary. That is, there really is a structure to jazz. There is a progression, and the musicians understand that progression. And yet that progression allows for the imagination to flourish and for the music to just spin out. I'd like to share Madeline L'Engle's thoughts on establishment and revolution, and suggest in some small way that they speak not only about God and the world, but about the nature of jazz as well. What is the establishment? What is revolution? They're not incompatible. Each is essential to the life of the other. If they are to live at all, they must live symbiotically, each taking nourishment from the other, each giving nourishment in return. The establishment is not, thank God, the Pentagon or corruption in the White House or governor's palaces or small town halls. It's not church buildings of any denominations. It's not organized groups, political parties, hierarchies, synods, councils, or whatever. It's simply a company of people who acknowledge that we cannot live in isolation or by our own virtue, but need community and mystery, expressed in the small family, and then the larger families of village, church, city, country, globe. Because we are human, these communities tend to become rigid. They stop evolving, re-evolving, which is essential to their life, as is the revolution of the earth about the sun, essential to the life of our planet, our full family, and basic establishment. Hence, we must constantly be in a state of revolution, or we die. But revolution does not mean that the earth flings away from the sun into structureless chaos. As I understand the beauty of the earth's dance around the sun, so also do I understand the constant revolution of the community of the Son of God. We sing three simple gifts. Paul, will you lead us?
It's a simple gift from my God above, created in God's image. Life is a gift of love. It's a simple gift from the Son above. Jesus died to free me. Faith is a gift of love. It's a simple gift from the Spirit above. She is always with me, Hope is a gift of love. One more time. It's a simple gift from my God above, created in God's image. Life is a gift of love. It's a simple gift from the Son above. Jesus died to free me. Faith is a gift of love. It's a simple gift from the Spirit above. She is always with me. Hope is a gift of love.
A reading from the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the heaven saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with them as their God. They will be God's people, and God will be with them. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Let us pray. Gracious God, you who make all things new, unpredictable, unreasonable, incomprehensible God, you who use the stuff all around us to weave mystery and miracle, we thank you for the gifts of this evening. Thank you for your presence in our midst. Thanks for the myriad ways that you touch us. Go with us into the twilight. Surround us with your Spirit weaving through the evening breeze. Kiss us with the starlight yet to come. Embrace us with your eternal love. And may we, in our own spirited dance, step with you into the future that you hold for us beyond this place. Amen. We sing, "Help Me, Jesus," and let us rise to sing.
Thank you.
Go in joy to serve the living, loving God. Thanks be to God.